Less than a week after he proposed big changes in immigration laws, President Bush is about to get a response from Latin America. That's the source of many workers who come to the United States. The president wants to issue visas to millions of workers who are in the U.S. illegally. His plan would also make it easier for businesses to import labor and for guest workers to send their money back to their home countries. Tomorrow, the president will be in Mexico for a summit of Latin American leaders. NPR's Jerry Haddon will be covering that meeting of the Organization of American States. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Steve.
And we found you, I know, in southern Mexico. What kind of response are you hearing there to the president's proposals?
That's right. I'm in the state of Guerrero, about 4.5 hours south of Mexico City. And southern Mexico is a region that exports many, probably hundreds of thousands of its young people over the years to the United States because there's very little going on here economically besides tourism and small plot farming. People on the ground here, you know, their first blush reaction is that they're excited. They think, wow, this means I can go to the States and I can get in on this program and get a 3-year work visa and I can renew it and I can apply for a green card. Of course, none of the details of any program or any initiative have been worked out, and Congress still has to get its hands on anything that the president proposes. So there's not a lot of concrete information for anybody, but the buzz among young people that I've been talking to in this region is that sounds great. Now I won't have to sneak across the border anymore. I'll be able to cross with my ID card.
Mm. And now this summit is coming up, and the host of the summit, Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico, will get a chance to discuss these proposals with President Bush directly.
That's right, and it's been quite some time. Since the September 11th attack, serious discussion over an immigration accord with the United States has been shelved. And for Mr. Fox, that represented a real political setback, because for Mexico, immigration isn't just an issue of foreign policy, it's a big domestic issue as well. So this is a chance for Mr. Fox to win back some political points with his constituents, and an immigration accord is something that he promised he would fight for tooth and nail, even in his campaign, and ever since he won the presidency in 2000.
And Jerry, I know that other Latin American leaders will be at this summit. What do they want from the United States?
Well, the big issue that's not on the agenda that will be talked about by everybody are the ongoing discussions over the Free Trade of the Americas Agreement, which is a hemisphere-wide accord, excluding Cuba, that would eliminate barriers to trade over time, much like NAFTA. There's big divisions between much of South America and the U.S. over subsidies and protections, especially on farm products, but other products as well. That's sort of the big issue behind the scenes for much of South America in dealing with the United States right now.
You said it's not on the agenda. Why not?
Well, there are several countries led by Brazil that didn't want to talk about this free trade agreement. They want to talk about social development. They want to focus on the region's poverty and the ways that the developed world, i.e. the United States and Canada, can better lend a hand outside of the free trade sphere to help lift people out of poverty. Many normal people, many citizens of Latin America, and of course their elected leaders respond to them, are wary of open trade, just eliminating borders, even over long periods of time, because they feel like they're at an inherent disadvantage in terms of development. So some of these leaders, led by Brazil's president, want to talk about social development before they start dealing with the sticky issues of trade.
Jerry, I keep hearing the lovely sound of birds in the background. Where are you anyway?
I'm in a place called Pie de la Cuesta, or the foothill, in southern Guerrero, not too far from Acapulco. And it is an amazing place. Not a lot of work here for young Mexicans, but plenty of palm trees, very lush, very tropical. In fact, just a couple of miles from where I'm standing right now, the Vietnam scenes in the first Rambo movie were filmed. So that might give you a sense of how green and lush and tropical the area is. Well, lots of birds to keep you awake.
Well, it's a tough life, Jerry Haddon, but I hope you're getting through it, and we'll look forward to your coverage of the summit in Monterrey, Mexico tomorrow. Thanks.
Talk to you from Monterrey. Thank you.